listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Our guest is Nick Adams, a man from Australia, but a man who loves freedom the world over, and most especially in the leader of the free world, which he has been doing his level best to encourage to be that and more. He is the author of The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again, as well as his brand new book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. He's generously giving us a full hour of his time. We'll be talking with him about this idea of political correctness in practice and what it means for, well, Western civilization. And again, Nick, thank you so much for your time. Let me ask you about specifically Europe and what we're seeing playing out there at the moment in the way of, well, political correctness, if you will, running amok, and people taking advantage of it, particularly those engaged in what I think of as the Hydra.
Yes. Well, Frank, I can tell you that the reason why I wrote Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness is that I believe the only country that is capable of defeating political correctness is the United States of America. I believe that the rest of the world, even America's English-speaking cousins, but particularly Western Europe, is far too gone. Political correctness has ravaged those countries. You can't even look at somebody the wrong way. In England, if somebody overhears you having a conversation and you say something jovial to a friend of yours, but some member of the public standing close by hears what you say and decides to take offence to it and reports it to the police have no choice but to come and arrest you. And that's precisely what happened to a candidate that was running for the European Parliament just outside of London. He was reading the text of Winston Churchill's, I believe it was a speech from 1899 about Islam, of all things.
Yeah, I think it's his memoirs on the Boer War, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right, on the Boer War, and the Rivers of War, I think it was called. But either way, someone went and complained to the police, and the police came and arrested this candidate, and he had not said one word that deviated from the former British Prime Minister's words.
Written words, indeed. This is a classic example of the political correctness running amok. Nick Adams is our guest. We're talking about Europe as a prime example of what happens when those intent upon imposing political correctness on the rest of us have their way. And you were just talking, I believe Paul Weston is his name. He is going to be in the United States, in fact, in the next couple of weeks to participate in the Conservative Political Action Conference. We're looking forward to hosting him there. What are we to make of this idea that nothing that gives offense to Muslims, even if it's true, even if it is, as you say, in this instance, was simply a matter of historical record, to say nothing of the historical record of a former prime minister of Great Britain about the Mohammedans, as he put it, how can freedom possibly survive without free speech?
It can't, and that's why we're seeing that political correctness is the best friend of the Islamism that we are witnessing right around the world. It enables them. It helps them. It protects them. It defends them. And that's why we're losing. You know, Frank, one of the points that I make in my book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, is that if the World War, if the Second World War had to be prosecuted by the Allies today, I don't believe that we could do it today. Our thinking has changed. Our moral clarity has changed. We have embraced these ideas of relativism. And I don't think that we could do it. 75 years ago, Frank, your country and mine interned Japanese, Italians, and Germans for very little reason other than they didn't want to take a chance. They wanted to make sure that they were going to win. And there was very little evidence that any of these people were anything but patriotic to their countries of residence. But they did it. Now, fast forward to today, where we know 100% that there are people of the Islamic faith in Western countries, in America right now, that want to blow us up, shoot us up, cut our heads off, set us on fire, do all of those things. But if anybody were to raise the specter of internment camps in 2016, there would be utter pandemonium released. And that just shows you how different things have become. But look, the fundamental problem is that, the majority of otherwise peaceful and law-abiding Muslims are unwilling to acknowledge, much less repudiate, the theological warrant for intolerance and violence embedded in their own religious texts, Frank. That's the truth of the matter.
It is a terrific problem. There are, of course, as you know well, Nick, Muslims who reject all of that, but unfortunately, the vast majority of them seem to be going along with it. At least they are themselves suppressed into silence and as I say, to acquiescence. And just staying with Europe for one more moment, Nick, they don't have, of course, a guaranteed First Amendment freedom, as we call it here in the United States, of free speech. And what, as you've indicated, you've seen is bureaucrats out of Brussels have been meting out these various restrictions on freedom of speech. Unfortunately, it's not confined to Europe. It's happening in Canada as well as we speak. It's happening, I suspect, in your country to some extent. Certainly, it's beginning to manifest itself here. But as you look at Europe, is it now irreversible, this problem? Have the demographics gotten to such a point, or has the internal rot become so severe that it can't be undone?
I believe so, Frank. I think Europe is done for. I think Europe is far too gone.
Now this is not just Western Europe. This is Central and Eastern Europe, which has been rather more robust on these things of late.
Well, okay. Well, in that, then I need to revise it. But I'm specifically referring to Western Europe, countries like Germany, England, France, all of those places. I think that they have become self-loathing, suicidal, decaying places, and it's sad. But it's precisely because of political correctness. And having lived that future, I've spent a lot of time in Europe, Frank, and obviously I'm an Australian, and Australia is not as bad as Europe, but it's certainly more European in its proclivities and sentiments and instincts. And I can tell you, I've lived your future if America keeps going down this path of political correctness, and you're not going to like it. You need to do something about it.
Well, we appreciate, again, this clarion call, and I think there's something to be said always for having somebody who has a rather more objective perspective on it, let's say, by virtue of having come here from elsewhere, as well as bringing to it the kind of passionate attachment to America and what it stands for that too many Americans have, I'm sorry to say, lost. And Nick, I do want to talk a little bit more about Australia, because there are those who have pointed to it as a model for how we should be conducting particularly our immigration policies to prevent the further importation, the way I think of it, as of additional jihadists. We've got, it appears, quite a number of them here as it is, and we certainly don't need more of them. And unless and until, as well, Donald Trump put it in his own way, we can sort out which are the jihadists and which are not among the Muslim community seeking to come here. We'd better be very alive to the danger, and you have been in Australia. We'll talk about that and more with Nick Adams, the author most recently of Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.